Joining us in studio is Scott Sarazen, law director for the city of Elyria, but also he's a member of the Elyria Kiwanis, and he's here under that. You're the president, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And is that a year? Is that like an annual, once a year they have a new president?
That's a one-year term, yes.
Okay. And how long have you been with the Kiwanis?
Oh, I've been in Kiwanis since 1995.
Okay. Do you remember when you first joined? What was the reason behind it? What were your thoughts?
I was good friends with a gentleman named Bob Hartman, who got me interested in the East Elyria Kiwanis, which has since merged with the downtown Kiwanis. And it's just been a service club that I can relate to and enjoy.
Craig, listen to some of the things. And this sounds like fun. Halloween parades, flags, strawberry festivals. You have a lot of fun activities that you put
on. We've been doing the Halloween parade for a long time, but it goes back to 100 years as they've been having them in Elyria. And, in fact, 2 years, our particular Kiwanis will celebrate its 100th anniversary.
Wow. Well, we're here to talk about the Strawberry Festival, which is coming up next Wednesday from 4 to 7:30 at St. John, the church on West River, right?
Yes.
And it's a great location for a lot of activities the community has, and this is one of them that takes place there. If I remember correctly, there's like an inside and an outside version of this.
Yes, we'll have a band on the outside, and people can listen to it. You can order carry out. You can go inside and sit down, and it's going to be the safest place in the county because we'll have judges, we'll have the county sheriff, we'll have the county prosecutor, city law director. I mean, there's no safer place to be than St. John's 4 to 7:30 on Wednesday next week.
Unless you have an outstanding warrant.
Is there a wall of... we're not, you know, we're making them take their glasses off so they can't really recognize anybody.
Right.
So it's not going to be, a condition red there.
Right. Instead of getting gavels or whatever, they'll have ice cream scoops.
Judges will have ice cream scoops in their hands. Judge Walther is a member and Judge Betleski.
So are you part of the ice cream delegation?
I do the scooping, yeah, until my arthritis makes that impossible, I plan to be there.
Lefty or righty?
Righty.
Does it make a difference?
I'd be in the major leagues if I was a lefty, but yeah. It doesn't make a difference.
Greg,
ice cream is great.
You're asking me, I wonder if you can buy a left-handed ice cream scoop. Is that what you're...
Well, the kind where you...
Right.
No.
And it makes the...
Don't use those. That's a rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Really?
You use the kind where, and you have water there so that every so often, because they get cold and then they freeze,
you need an ice cream scoop with a nice thick handle, neck on it.
Yes.
If you get something that looks thinner, if your ice cream's a little too hard, there's disaster that can be happening.
That's correct.
No moving parts.
So I assume this is a fundraiser.
Yes, we've had this fundraiser for a very long time, and it's really the place to be on Wednesday next week. I mean, everybody goes, like everybody listens to your show, and they have a good time. It's where a lot of public officials are. In fact, I've been told in Washington, D.C., it's the top story today. There's another one, trickling up, but it's there, and you never know. I mean, we may even get a tweet by the end of the day, and we've had a policy for a long time that Secret Service agents eat free. Just throwing that out there. So,
now, how do we acquire tickets to this event?
Okay, if you don't have tickets, it's good to buy them beforehand. There's $7 at the door, but $6 if you pre-buy them. You can call me at my office and we'll get the tickets to you. You can call Stan Wadilla, if you know Stan. He's our treasurer. And any Kiwanian, if you know them, will have tickets to sell.
Again, this is the annual Elyria Kiwanis Strawberry Festival. You have a lot of events, some that you share as far as that you do. Other ones are ones that you use for fundraisers as well. What does the money do and how do you interact
with
the
community? Also, one of our bigger fundraisers is the Parade of Flags, which we put flags in people's yards for $25, and you can still get in that one. And in conjunction with the Elyria Band Boosters, they put a flag in your yard for a couple days during the holidays, and they pick it up. And it looks very nice when neighborhood has flags. But we also do We do a read essay contest for third graders in the Elyria City Schools, and we give out 32 bikes to some of the best essay writers I've seen in third grade. We also give out Most Improved Awards, which are $25 gift certificates. We do Make a Difference Day at the mall. We participate in Special Olympics. We also have, I'm drawing a blank on it right now, what the name of it is, but we also do the food bank when we help out at the food bank. So just about 2 weeks ago, I gave out $400 or $500 scholarships at Elyria High School to students who are going to college next year.
And what when they do they just fill out an application for that at that time?
No, they go through their counselor.
Okay.
And the counselor will have the applications. They submit them to us, and then we have a committee that picks them.
And it's a way for helping out students furthering their education.
It'll help them get started because there's a lot of initial costs in going to college, and this helps defray them.
You mentioned the bike that you give, there's essays connected to it. What do they write the essays about?
Yes. Well, what they have to do is read a book, and then they have, it's somewhat formatted where they have to describe the book, draw a picture of a scene in the book, then they give us a plot summary, and then a little bit of personal comment. Some of these schools are doing chapter books, which are 70 pages long, and we have people that go out, and I was able to do Franklin and Prospect this year, and we talked to the students about, you know, what they remember from the book. And it's very refreshing to talk to students, and they all are excited about it, and their teachers are just wonderful. But you know, at the end of the rainbow, there's possibly a bike in it for them, and that's we give that out at the final assembly.
Now, when you get this bike, is it come in a box? Did you guys have to assemble it, or did you get them?
No, we have to give a shout out to Dick's at Crocker Park. They assemble it for us. We try to put the students into a situation where they can get a bicycle helmet, and we encourage that. But it's completely assembled.
Excellent.
And so when the parents come and see that, they're relieved because it it's something else to put these bikes together. Most of them are mountain bikes, and it's very nice to see them and see them enjoy it.
That's great. And, of course, there's always that fun with the Halloween parade, as you mentioned, just to see all those young kids and all the costumes and wonder where the trends are going. But it's a fun event as long as the weather cooperates.
Yes, I mean, every year there's always one, like you say, a trend, it'll probably be Wonder Woman next year, but who knows?
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of folks helping out, men and women, with the Elyria Kiwanis. The Strawberry Festival is coming up on June 14th. By the way, also Flag Day, Craig, so people can not only help out with the Strawberry Festival, while they're there, they could probably talk to somebody about getting the parade of flags, something a flag put into their home as well. But there's a lot of things related to strawberries. And so strawberries, what is it? It's like a waffle kind of a thing, an ice cream?
No, it's a biscuit.
Biscuit?
Okay. And then the strawberries, then ice cream, then if you want it, there's whipped cream.
From your vast experience, is a larger strawberry usually sweeter or a small one?
Boy, that's a good question. I think the smaller ones are probably sweeter, I would say the smaller ones are sweeter. Just a non-scientific
which
sort
tastes,
of there.
Which tastes better, a large scoop of ice cream or a smaller scoop
yeah,
of ice
there's,
cream?
Yeah, there's a certain satisfaction in having a larger piece of food in your mouth, but I think smaller one is better.
I agree.
Right.
That's what I found, too.
But when you get the larger one, you have more to share than if you have someone who wants to try a sample of it. But it's a great fundraiser. It's also great food and a good event going on. Again, it's at St. John on West River in Elyria. It's the Elyria Kiwanis Strawberry Festival. Our guest this morning, the president of the Elyria Kiwanis this year, Scott Sarazen. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time.
Thank
today.
You for having me.